That's all rain, time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Since Sergeant Viola Hartford, formerly of the West, took charge of the Jotham Down store as general manager, the store, as well as its owners, have undergone great changes. So strict are her rules and working hours that Lum has been unable to keep up with his coaching job, and the Pine Ridge Possums have been forced to practice without his guidance. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, have you ever found that a headache is sometimes the result of the same unwise eating or work tension, which also often leads to an occasional touch of acid indigestion? Well, when that's the case, it's wise to get the double action relief Alka-Seltzer can give. You see, Alka-Seltzer's double action works two ways. First, the analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate goes right to work on your headache. And second, Alka-Seltzer helps relieve that upset, jittery feeling in your stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. Yes, Alka-Seltzer's quick double action is just what you want. It's quick because you drink it when it's in solution. So get a package of double action Alka-Seltzer from your druggist without delay. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in Dick Huddleston's store across the street.
Listen. Well, good morning, man. What brings you over here this time of the day?
Why, we just want to use your telephone a minute, Dick.
Why, sure. What's the trouble, Lum? Is yours out of order?
No, not exactly.
Might just as well be. We ain't allowed even to make personal calls over it no more. Just business calls is all we can make.
Hey, shut up, Abner. Well, what's that? Some new rule you started with at the store, fellas?
We never started it.
Abner, be quiet.
Why, yes, it's a new rule, Dick. We figured it'd be better for business.
Fair order. Well.
You know how it is. Lots of folks coming in there wanting to make personal calls and all.
Oh. Well, I haven't had much trouble that way myself over here, Mom. Well, however, go ahead and use my phone if you want to.
Yeah, why don't you rise?
Sure. Hey, Abner, I understand you got a new helper over there, Miss, what's her name?
Hartford.
How's she seem to be doing?
Oh, she's doing fine.
Hello? Is that you, Miss Emily? This is Lummy.
Hold on here, Conrad.
Lummy. Well, that's what I'm calling you about. Well, the reason I never got over there for football practice last night was because I sort of got tied up at the store. Well, I know them teams need practice, but see, we've got this new hand over there, and natural, she's pretty green, and I have to spend a lot of time breaking her in.
You mean she's breaking us in?
No, she ain't pretty.
You can say that again, Lummy.
Well, I never stayed there on a purpose.
It's a name, Lummy.
I know I used to get off any time I wanted to, but things are different now.
That's lovely, Emily.
Oh, now, Miss Emily, you've got the wrong idea about this whole thing.
Looks like the green-eyed monster's rearing its ugly head, Abner.
Oh, you saw the sarge, had you?
Well, now, Miss Emily,
I
you're just...
I noticed that her eyes are green, but that other part's right. She's a monster, all right.
Well, I'll be over there tonight for practice. Yes, I will, too. Well, it ain't no bother. I'll be there.
Isn't that, Mom? She's got him in a corner.
Well, you wait and see. All right, I'll see you later. Goodbye. Dead flaming.
What's the matter, Lum? Is the school mom a little worried about your new helper over at the store?
I don't know. Women get the crazy ideas in their head.
Takes a long time to find it out.
Always jumping at conclusions. Well, come on, Abner. We better get over to the store, I reckon.
Yeah, we better. We'd get our heads knocked together.
Hey, just a minute. You fellas aren't having trouble over there, are you?
Oh, no trouble, I don't think. Everything's fine. Come on, Abner, we better hurry.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, much obliged for the use of your telephone, Dick.
Why, that's all right, Mama. Anytime at all, you're welcome to use it.
See you later.
Yeah, so long, Dick. So long, fellas.
Go ahead, Abner, get on
there. Well, all right, get your arm out of my way. Doggy, that ain't gonna jump, and I ain't no trained dog.
Can you imagine a body being jealous of a sergeant?
Did Miss Emmeline say she was jealous of us?
Well, no, she never come right out flat-footed and said it, but that's what she was sort of insinuating.
Well, I didn't know jealous, huh?
Just when Miss Emmeline and me was getting along so good together, too.
Yeah.
Well, Granny, I know one thing. I ain't going to stand for that charge to break up my romance. Abner, you've got to help me.
Help you? Well, now, what in the world can I do, Ron?
Well, think of something. Howdy, Miss Barton.
Miss Barton.
You tell the Sarge how important it is for me to get over there and coach that team.
Well, long me, long she won't listen to me. You know that.
Well, make her listen. What are you, a man or a mouse?
Well, now, I'm a man. You know it, Mama. I don't look nothing like no mouse. Now, you look at me. Take that back right this minute.
All right, then.
No,
stand
sir,
up for your rights.
Huh?
Tell her what you think. Don't be so backers. Be firm.
Well, I don't get tired of it. I'll do it. I'll show that. I'll prove to her. Wait a minute here. These are your rights we're talking about. Why don't you stand up for them?
Well, you see, hi, Miss Pomeroy.
Miss Pomeroy.
I can't do it, Abner. I can't talk for myself in a case like this.
See why not.
Here's the story. Huh? You go in first.
No, I ain't going to do it. I won't do no sick thing. Now, you go in first.
Oh, go on in. Nothing to worry about. The Sarge ain't going to hit us.
How do you know?
Well, I don't think she is. She's a gentleman. No, that doesn't mean she's a lady. Well, I know she won't hit us.
Well, I don't know too much about that. But if you're sure that she won't, well, you be the one to go in first.
All right. Come on.
You better duck when you do it. Good morning,
Sergeant Hartford. The store opens at 8 a.m. I said the store opens at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the clock.
Yeah, no, we're a little late, Miss Hartford, but you see, we had some business over...
Try to make it on time, Mr. Riff.
Yes, Mom.
How do you feel today?
Who, him or me?
Both of you.
Fine.
That's good. How are the blisters on your hands, Edward?
No, they're a little better, I believe.
Did you take care of them last night, like I told you?
Yes, Mom.
And you'll be all right for a day or so, then. We'll let Peabody do the mopping and lifting today. First of all, I want to go into your bookkeeping system with you.
Oh, well, that's all right there in the book.
Yeah.
That's where we keep most of our bookkeeping system, in them books.
Yes, I know.
No, I know that.
I've been going over the books this morning.
Going over them?
I have been going over your books this morning.
Well, I must have saw that.
There are one or two things I'm a little confused on. Just what system do you use?
Well, a regular system, regular bookkeeping system. Figures, credits, and debits, and accounts receivable, and accounts unreceivable. Balances carried forwards and backwards, and all that stuff.
Margin lines. I've seen that in there.
You'll catch on to it. It's not so hard.
Well, it might not be hard for you, but I'll have to confess you've got the battle.
Well, it must be simple, because even Abner caught on to it.
Yeah, I sure am. I slap figures down in them books every once in a while.
You slap figures down in the books?
Yeah, with my pencil. I wet it to you sort of on my tongue, and then I mark.
That accounts for part of this mess. Do you mind if I ask you about a few of these entries here?
No, go right ahead. Be proud to help you.
Well, what about this entry right here? Eli White. Either $1.30 or $3.10. What does that mean?
Now, let's see that now. I don't believe I recollect that.
Well, wait a minute. I know it all. Eli come in one day when we was both asleep, and you know how thoughty Eli is. He never wanted to wake us up, so he just taken some groceries and left.
You were both asleep during business hours?
Yeah, that Eli, he sure is nice.
Well, how did you know he was in here if we were both sleeping?
Well, he called us up and told us. About a month later.
A month later?
Yeah, but he couldn't recollect whether it was $1.30 worth of groceries he'd taken or $3.10. He was pretty sure it was one or the other of them, though.
Yeah, old Eli never was much good on figures.
No, he ain't smart like us.
Yeah, we always make allowances for him on account of that.
Well, that's fine. But how do you know how much money to collect from him?
Oh, well, he don't general pay in cash, no way.
Oh, he doesn't.
No, he'll bring in a hog now and then, load of pumpkins or watermelons or something.
Yeah, he might go a couple of years without bringing nothing in, but eventually he always gets around to it. There's one feller you can depend on is Eli.
Yeah, that Eli's one of our best customers.
All right, that explains that item. Now, for the present, anyway, Now, how about this one?
Which one's that?
Right here in black and white. Oh. Abner, 135, Milford, 141.
Uh-oh.
Well, I spoke to Abner about that 1,000 or 100 times.
Well, tell me what it. That's what I want to know.
You tell her, Abner.
Well, I don't believe it's right. I know good and well I've got more than 135. See, Grandpappy Spears put that down himself, and I think he cheated.
What are you talking about?
The checker game.
Checker game?
Why, sure, we keep a running score how many games we win off of one another. But that Grandpap ain't win no 141 games, I can tell you that right here. Now, I'll tell him.
Now, wait a minute. Do you mean to tell me you keep checker scores like in with his bookkeeping account?
Why, natural. If we're keeping some of their else, why they always get lost or get mixed up or something.
Yeah, but I've told you time and again not to do that, Abner, and you know it.
Well, Mom, I don't do it every day.
That don't matter. When I tell you not to do something, I'll
say...
All right,
boy. Break it up. And listen to the news I've got for you.
News?
If those are checker scores all through the books, then you're in a lot worse shape than I figured.
Oh.
When you drop those out of your credit, this score is way in the red.
Huh? In the what?
In the red.
Huh.
And the only thing I can see for you to do is to go through bankruptcy.
Bankruptcy?
And that's giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Well, now what are the old fellows going to do? Instead of retiring by choice when their new general manager took over, it looks now as though they're going to have to retire anyway. Well, join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Do you know, friends, that when a touch of acid indigestion makes you uncomfortable, it's time to alkalize with Alka-Seltzer? You see, Alka-Seltzer can give the kind of prompt, comforting relief for an occasional touch of acid indigestion that's hard to beat. Yes, among those who know, the first choice is Alka-Seltzer. Now, Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better in two ways. First, it can help settle that upset, jittery feeling in your stomach. And second, it can help reduce excess gastric acidity. And that's why you hear it said so often. When you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Your druggist has it by the package and by the glass at the soda fountain. It's economical and convenient. Yes, among those who know, the first choice is Alka-Seltzer. So when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer.